Okay, this is Rob. I'm recording this from the future. I'm really apologizing for this short and apparently even more half-assed than usual. So what is that? Maybe it's quarter-assed. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry this episode is quarter-assed. But you guys got a treat because you have Jennifer and Eddie made me do an experiment. So maybe that'll work out. Oh, geez, what is this? Week 7 or something? Week 6, episode 7? Ugh, I don't know. I feel like I'm just out of it right now, but alright, I guess we're gonna do this so that we can not accidentally skip a week. Alright, Luke, I'm gonna go get a coffee. I know it's after 7, 15 minutes after 7, but I need a coffee. Or something, I don't know. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome to open mic night at the Cormorant Cafe. The barista over there is Jen. I'm Rob. No, they're not the same Jen. Although I wouldn't be surprised if Mara and C wouldn't mind picking up some extra coffee making work. She's been telling me that the van needs gas. Alright, meanwhile, my IRL friend has COVID, and also he's been paying attention to the podcast version of this open mic, and he thinks I should do a rant, which I'm not sure I can just turn that on. But there are things that really tick me off, and so maybe I can talk about, I don't know. I have to do it, like, freestyle, I think is the word the kids use, because I can't write it down. If I were to write out a rant, I don't even know what it would sound like when I read it back, so anyway, we'll see. Alright, so we've got something from Jennifer, the other Jennifer, not the barista, and I'll see if I can. So she's been doing this thing where she gives us two things. Maybe she'll give me another one. Anyway, you hear that little buzzy noise? It's because the stupid screen disappears, and I have to turn it back on. And this particular machine, I have to click it. It doesn't just detect my finger. See, things you didn't need to know. All right, so this open mic. Feel free to come up and read. The mic is open. Okay, so I'm going to see if I can do this just for you, Eddie. Alright, so you know how the president was permanently suspended? Well, I also was permanently suspended from Twitter. So the account in question is Common Cormorant, just like my Instagram. Okay, so here's what happened. So I could probably find the picture and show it to you, but CNET posted a tweet about a Canadian court. I don't know, there was some court case for some telecom CEO from South Korea or China, and CNET tweeted about these CEOs being in a Canadian court. So the Okay, that was annoying. I got cut off. All right. So CNET had a tweet where it said that these telecom CEOs from China or South Korea were in a Canadian court for some reason or another. I can't remember. And then I quote tweeted it. And for those of you who don't use social media or Twitter, that means that the tweet, a quote tweet is your tweet would be embedded in under mine. So it's kind of like I put a title above yours. Like my tweet is now above yours. So it's like I'm commenting on it. So in my head, there's a normal reply. So you like say, hello world. And then I reply back, hi. But then if I quote tweet you, you say hello world. And then I quote tweet. And then I say hi. Okay, so a reply is just me talking to you for the most part. But a quote tweet would be me commenting on your tweet and showing my followers, because a reply is pretty much only seen by you, the originator, and maybe some of the followers that follow both of us or something like that. Okay, so CNET had a tweet. This is for you, Eddie. This is my I'm ramping up for my rant. So that's the tweet. It's that these people are in court, and it's dumb. It's CEOs, so it's white collar or whatever. It's nothing, right? And so I quote tweet, and I put hang 'em, and instantaneously. So it's robotic. It's done by algorithm. Instantaneously, I'm permanently suspended, for a joke that's tame. I mean, inoffensive. Like being permanently suspended for a Wile E. Coyote cartoon. Like, meet me. Oh, that's it. You're off our platform forever. And so then I, once in a while, even today, once a week or so, I send their little dipshit form where, you know, I contest the suspension. And obviously, you know, this is dumb. Obviously, it's a joke. Because they suspended me because I was advocating for, I presume, lynching? All right, well, this rant was not very ranty. I don't know, Eddie. I'll have to get somebody to run over my foot after drinking a coffee or something, just for you. All right, so this is Jennifer Morency coming up. I have a feeling she's going to try to offend people, although if you're listening to this, you've already gone through the... You probably can't be offended. All right, so here we go. I think it's called Seven More Words.
The following segment contains adult humor, which may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. So it's funny sometimes that we say adult humor when we really mean to say juvenile humor. Politicians like to say a lot of things that mean the opposite. Like religious freedom. That's supposed to mean that politicians aren't allowed to interfere with your sexual activities based on their preferred fairy tale. But the way politicians mean it, religious freedom means they can persecute you for not obeying their favorite superstition. That's pretty messed up. So there's this big blonde bitch who lives in my building. I mean, she's nice enough, but in the afternoon she likes to run down the stairs and empty her bowels on the grass with the same fervor as Rudy Giuliani when he's testifying at a legislative hearing. Then sometimes her master comes down the stairs with a pooper scooper and takes it away. Her name is Lola, and I should mention that she's a golden retriever. It's funny how sometimes you see that the dog is pulling the human along by a leash, and the human picks up the poop from the dog. It makes you wonder which one is really the master, and which one is the pet. When I worked in radio, we had a row of clocks on the wall showing different time zones, and the clock with local time was called the master clock. Nowadays, using the word master is debatable. When I do these bits, I glance at a big black clock on the wall, so I know how much time I have to fill. I also have a small white clock at my bedside. My cat likes timepieces. So I can say that my pussy likes clocks, any shape, size, or color, she likes them all. Guess how many takes I needed to say all that correctly. I think I've hit every taboo word in this skit, but I haven't really said anything obscene. It's all in the mind of the listener. If you have a dirty mind, you'll hear whatever you want to hear. Politicians who can't keep their nose out of our business also hear whatever they want to hear. That's a good reason why we need to protect Section 230, which is often called the First Amendment of the Internet. A joke on the Internet shouldn't result in endless litigation. Thank you all for being such a great audience.
Thank you, Jennifer, for those additional 7 words. I was thinking about how the BBC seems to stand for Big Black Cock. Maybe not. Thanks again. Alright, I don't know. I'm back. I don't even know. Does this stupid microphone work? Okay, well, my friend wanted me to rant, and I don't think that I could get into the proper... it's not a switch, guys. I just can't turn it on and off. So, I've been thinking about this. That's right, in the milliseconds between that last section and this one, it actually totally wasn't 2 days. 2 literal days. It was actually just those few moments. Yeah. I was thinking about this, and I said, okay, what if I find somebody else's rant? I mean, it's not like Lewis Black isn't a thing. What if I find somebody else's rant and a transcript, and then I just, you know, kind of like voice act it, like maybe I just, you know, do that. And then what's the most famous one that, you know, the most outrageous? So I thought about, you know, the turning the freaking frogs gay, the Alex Jones gay bomb. I thought, oh. But then, you know, I don't know if voice acting is even, you know, a skill that I have. I'm not sure that human beings should have to hear my voice, and I definitely don't think that I should be construed in any way as a voice actor. So then I thought, what about if I just read the gay bomb rant? Now, it's much longer, but I'm gonna take the section that's the meme thing and the section near it, and I'll just read that, and then behind me, in the background, these guys, we're gonna see if we can find some string music. So we're going to play the string music behind me, and I'm going to read the thing, but I'm going to read it, like, straight. I'm going to try to read it without laughing and without... I'm not going to do the Alex Jones thing. All right, well, wish me luck. So it's called Gay Bomb by Alex Jones. Okay, this is Gay Bomb by Alex Jones. You guys, here we got the music going. What do you think tap water is? Oh shoot, I said I wasn't going to do that. Alright, let's try it again. Okay, for real this time. What do you think tap water is? It's a gay bomb, baby. And I'm not saying people didn't naturally have homosexual feelings. I'm not even getting into that. I'm not even getting into that, quite frankly. I mean, give me a break. Do you think I'm like, oh, shocked by it? So I'm up here bashing it because I don't like gay people? I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand that? I'm sick of being social engineered. It's not funny. Later on he says, even a baby will fight for its life in the womb. Won't you fight for your life? Won't you recognize who these scum are? Actually, that's it. That's all I could find. So, incidentally, all right, we'll go back and change the music. Okay, you guys, we're going to turn this. Okay, so I spent a little time looking for that. I was hoping I would find just a transcript and I would just be able to read it straight. One of the things I found was Know Your Meme, of course, and then I found the wiki quotes, which is what I just read from. But eventually I was able to find, somebody had re-uploaded a 10-minute section to YouTube, and I didn't watch that until just a little bit ago. But I also found, of course, John Oliver, and honestly, his thing wasn't as scathing as I was gonna, as I would have expected. But anyway, so I watched the clip, the actual Alex Jones flip out, and, you know, I don't have 11 minutes to, all right, well, I hope you enjoyed my non-rant reading of Gay Bomb by Alex Jones. I'm really sorry. This has been kind of a weird week. I got kind of, I'm sort of in Twitter Gitmo. I'm in Twitmo, being suspended for a week or whatever it is, because I don't know, I called somebody a cunt or something. So here's the rule: you're allowed to be an idiot and say stuff that isn't true, but if I say that you're an idiot who is saying stuff that isn't true, especially if, you know, I call you a cunt, I get suspended. You get to go on your merry way. I guess justice for you. Anyway, so that's interfered with my ability to find volunteers. I don't know, why am I apologizing to you people? There's like, what, one of you who isn't me? The other thing that may have interfered with my ability to get volunteers is that I don't know. I wasn't feeling good. I gave blood, though. So now I really am not feeling good, because I probably shouldn't stand up too fast. Alright, well, either way, thank you guys for coming, listening, whatever it is you're doing. Thank you, Jennifer, for volunteering in spite of my being completely meh this week. I promise I'll do better next week, since it's almost impossible to do worse. Okay, well, since nobody's volunteering, I guess that's all for the open mic night at the Cormorant Cafe. This was number 7, week 6, season 1, if that has any meaning. Let me see what else. Thank you again, Jennifer. The mic is open. I should write this stuff down. This is kind of important stuff. Don't forget to tip your barista. What else? Oh, happy second impeachment day. I am reality's whore.